Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Tonight, we know that there's going to be a varying of opinions.
We know that there's going to get passionate. But what we do ask on tonight, as the conversations begin to open up, as we begin to talk about some of the concerns that are the state of our country, we're going to ask a couple of things. When you dial one on your dial pad tonight, that's going to let our team know that you have a comment or a question. Once you make your comment, we ask that you dial one again. That takes you back out the queue. And then if you have another question later on, just dial one once you make your question known, and then dial one again to come out the queue. The other thing that we ask is a must. We have to stay respectful. We have to remain respectful, and we have to respect the opinion of others. Whether we agree on it or not, we have to respect the opinion of others. So tonight's show is going to really be a great show. I'm going to ask that if you have family or friends that you think really would enjoy tonight's show, please have them dial in. If they want to participate, have them call in. If they want to just listen in, they can either call or they could do it via internet. And again, our phone number is area code 646-721-9678. And if they want to listen via the internet, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MCD Network. And it's Processing the Pain. I also have another in-studio guest that's going to be in and out with us tonight. Minister Donald, are you in the studio on tonight? Okay, he may have us on hold, but we're gonna be hearing from a lot of different people with a lot of different opinions. Tonight's subject is leaving your belief at home. Well, Coach D, what does that mean, leaving your belief at home? The question is state and church truly separated? Can we separate the two? We have the elections coming up, and we've been seeing the circus of events that's been taking place in both parties. A lot of people have expressed their concern. They're really concerned about the elections coming up in November, and some people have made a decision of which direction they're going in. Some people are undecided. Some people just don't know what they want to do. And so that's going to be one of the topics this evening. The other topic we're going to talk about is racial tension. And the question is that as believers, those of us who say we are Christians, now I want to get something clear before we go any further, because we've heard other Christians or other believers say, well, I'm not a Christian. That word was a pagan name, and all the stuff that goes with it. We know those are some facts. But when we say Christian on the MCD network, what we mean is followers of Christ. There's no way to put it. Regardless of who called us that, they called us that because we were followers of Jesus Christ. Yes. So it doesn't matter that they call us. I don't believe it matters. And this is just an opinion. No one has to agree. But I'm asking that you respect it, is that we were followers of Christ. And as followers of Christ, we were called by whoever, Christians. So tonight, when we use Christian on MCD Network, we're saying that we are followers of Christ. So the question tonight is, as a Christian, can we separate our belief from state, church versus state, or can it be truly separated? So we're going to start off the discussions, and we're going to open up the lines. If you have a question, a comment, and as we begin the discussions, I think it's very important that those on the line, if you have a opinion about some of the topics that's going to be brought up, please share your opinion. Because otherwise, if you don't share your opinion, but I see all these posts on Facebook, everybody has an opinion on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and everybody has an opinion. And so I'm saying to you tonight, if you have an opinion tonight, say something, because your opinion may not be somebody else's opinion, but your opinion could cause somebody else potentially to rethink their decision. At least say, or go before the or go before the throne of grace and say, Lord, I need some direction. Now, what I want to start off with, before we get started, first thing I want to do is I'm going to have a prayer. I'm going to have, see if Coach Z will pray for us, and then I'm going to read a scripture. And this scripture is going to be a foundation for us to start on tonight. So, Coach Z, can you just open us in prayer?
Yes. Dear Father God, we're coming to you humbly as your servants, Father God, asking you to lead and guide us and to help us make the right decisions and help us to be able to explain our thoughts and how we're feeling, you know how we're feeling about this election or the anxiety, the whatever, to give us peace, Father God, because that's what your people is learning for is peace that surpasses all understanding and which way we should go and how we should vote. If that's an anxiety, just back up off of it and let God lead and guide you to which way you should go with it, whatever your situation is. God, we ask you to intervene and give your people the peace that they need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. And what I like about your topic tonight, leaving the beliefs at home, that's a question, should you leave your beliefs at home? And by that being a question, I think that when we are Christians and we're following Jesus, we got to wear it as an armor. We got to, we can't leave it. It's in our DNA if we are Christian or following Jesus. If we say we're a Christian, we can't say you're a Christian today and not be a Christian tomorrow or leave it at home. You know, that's not how God operates. You know, we have to be, if you're a follower of Jesus, you're a Christian no matter what, day and night, rain, snow, whatever, you're trying to do the right thing. And that's what he honored. As long as we're trying to do the right thing and making the right choices, or we sometimes we're not going to make the right choices. It's okay.
Amen.
Because you know, that's in our DNA too. Not because it's up to us to make the choice. It's up to us to make the choice and be human. Okay.
I'm going to read the scripture, and you see, this is going to be a great show tonight. If anybody didn't catch that, and some people say, oh, just keep going, nobody noticed, but I'm going to let you know what happened. I got totally disconnected from the studio. So I'm excited. Because with every great adversity is an equal greater reward. Tonight's show is going to be hot. It's going to be a hot show. It is going to be impactful. It's important.
Yes.
This show tonight
already
is important. And I'm not going to try to convince. I'm not going to try to convince anyone. I want people to hear this because I really want other opinions. I want people to be able to express their opinions and feel safe that to express them. Whether I agree with it or disagree, I'm going to respect you voicing your opinion. I think it's
absolutely
important. And as for MCD Network, let me just share a scripture and we'll go from there. But I know that me getting disconnected was a great sign that I'm in the right direction. Woo! I'm trying to get cut off and shut down. So we're going to go to Philippians.
We kept it going.
Yes. So we're going to go to Philippians chapter 2, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 10. Again, as I say always, this may feel a little boring to some. Oh, she's going to get ready to read a scripture. But what I want you guys to understand is that I just want to set the path, and nothing that I do, and you know, I have my opinions on things, but everything that I do, even in my own opinions, I always try to verify my opinion through scripture. That's what I do. So Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 through 10, and it reads, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tenderness and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem the other better than himself. Look not every man to his own thing, but every man also to the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. Again, that was the reading of Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, and we will start the discussions. And I'm going to start off by saying, we know we got elections coming up, but we have the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. One of the things that brought to my attention through my studying is this. When we think about biblical days and we think about there are scripture after scripture that tells us that God puts authority into position and that we're supposed to follow and we're supposed to respect authority and so forth and so on. And that's scripture. That's not me. However, I'm not going to say but. I'm going to say however, there was not a democracy in the days of Jesus. There was not a democracy in the Old Testament. The democracy came about in latter days. And so because of that, and democracy being a man-made agenda, and his agenda, because keep in mind, this is not God. This world is not God's world. Though he created it and everything in it, this is not his world. And so I just want to put that out there, is that we are now, especially in the U.S., we have other countries that's not, that's dictatorship or some other form of government. But in our government here in the U.S., USA, it's, we have democracy, and that's what gives us, we get a chance to vote who we want. Other countries don't even get a chance to vote. It's the person takes position by birth. They're right. So we have a choice. We have a democracy. And so I say that to say, when people say you have to vote, that you have to pick one or the other, that your forefathers fought for it, or we have the right to, all these things. See, to me, we're now separating state and church. So what I'm supposed to do is go to the polls on November the 11th, and I'm supposed to do my homework ahead of time. Hopefully people are doing their homework ahead of time. So they're doing their homework. They're looking at the debates, the presidential debates, and they're looking at the Democrats, and they're looking at the Republicans, and they're looking at what their choices are. And we've had many elections throughout the centuries. And this one's been quite different. And so you look at both, and you don't agree with neither. What do we do when we don't agree with neither? So I'm saying, this is Coach D. This is not everybody's opinion, but I'm going to lay mine on, and then we're going to open up the lines. So me being, I was born into democracy, meaning as a black woman, now I'm a woman, but as a black female, Democrats was what you were supposed to be. That's who you were. That's what you were supposed to be, because that's the belief was, is that they stand up for, they stand up for minorities and poverty and a whole lot of other stuff. So when I was born, it was just natural. I mean, it wasn't even a choice of, are you going to be a Republican? You were just a Democrat. You're going to be a Democrat. That's what it is. So when you vote, when you get 18 and you start voting, that's what you were going to vote. And I voted like that for many years. And then my discovery came about when I, as a believer, began to build my relationship with Christ. And the more I became mature in the things of God, the more the conviction came about that I could not continue. Now, this is just me. I could not continue to vote democratically. Why? Not because I wasn't a minority, not because I wasn't black or a woman, but because my values have begun to change, and some of the values of the Democratic Party was not my values. You know, some of their beliefs were no longer my beliefs. And at the time, I believed that the Republican Party stood more for what I believed in. So I made a change, and I was I made a change to become a Republican. And I'm being very transparent here. And we had an election 8 years ago, and I was excited. It was historical, and we had a black man and a woman both running to be president. And so my soul, not my spirit, but my soul began to stir. And your soul dictates and governs your emotions. And my emotions began to stir, and I thought, I cannot not be a part of this history breaking. So my Christian beliefs didn't go out the back door, but they definitely got left at home. I'm going to leave these at home because I'm going to see this black man make it to the office. And guess what? I voted for this man to make it to the office. It was exciting. It was exciting. Yeah. You know, we can do it. It was exciting. And at the time, you thought, oh, my gosh, this was something that I never thought I would live to see. And our parents and grandparents. So it was historical. I got caught up in the moment. But then I came back to my senses. And when I came back to my senses, and this doesn't have nothing to be do about me not liking or this just has nothing to do with personality. I love the personality of the floaters and the potus. I love the personality. They brought flavor. They brought style. They brought finesse. And they brought barbecue to the White House. And for that, I admire them. But let's get to some serious stuff. Because once the barbecue pit is closed down and the flair and the finesse just becomes, you know, the swag is there, but it's not important. You start thinking about some real stuff. What does this party stand for? And so, needless to say, I came back to my senses and I went back to the party that I believe. So this is a lot of bouncing around, and a lot of people would never admit to that, but I'm going to admit to it. And so with that being said, now we got 8-year term finished, and we're coming up to a new election, and now I'm looking at what our choices are, and I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed in the choices. And I found myself being confused, and I thought, oh, my gosh, where do I begin? Who would I ever vote for? I mean, do I go back to the Democratic Party, which I don't believe in, but a lot of stuff that they stand for, or do I stay with the Republican Party? And now I'm finding in the elections, and even with President Obama being in the office, what I found with the Republican Party, the party that I'm standing up for, is this. The respect that, or the lack of respect that they gave our president, and I'm a Republican, but the lack of respect that they gave this president, who's a Democrat, it was unacceptable. And what it showed me is that we got a lot of flaws in this other party. We got a lot of concerns about racism and different things that began to show. The covers came off, so to say. So it left me literally with no party. I can't see myself supporting Democrats, and I can't see myself supporting Republicans, and the world is telling me you got to vote for somebody. You got to go vote. You got to go vote. You got to go vote. You got to go vote for somebody. And I'm thinking, Lord, I need direction. Lord, I need help. Where do I go? What do I do? You know, if I don't vote, this person's going to make it to the office. But if I vote, you know, and I'm thinking, I don't want either one of them to make it to the office. Matter of fact, the thought that came to me was this, is that maybe for 2016, we don't need to vote at all. Maybe we should just stay single so we could get it. It says, I don't think America should elect any president in 2016. We need to be single for a few years and find ourselves. And we know that can't happen. But I'm saying all this to say, I'm setting the scene. And, again, we want your opinions. and I'm ready to open up the lines, and I'm going to give my guests a chance to say some things, but I just want to share that I have made a decision, and it's not a popular decision, and many may even get on and not agree with it, and I'm okay with that, for you to give your opinion. But I don't believe that I'm going to be voting in either one, but I'm still going to make it to the polls. That sounds strange. I'm still going to make it to the polls, but I want to hear other opinions. I mean, maybe somebody else's opinion will sway mine, but I believe and I have comfort in my decision. I have comfort in my decision because I believe that if Christ was here today, I do not believe that he would vote because he understands the origins of government, of this world, and who was behind them. So I think that if he was living in our day and time, that he would, I don't believe that he would be at the polls, and I don't believe that he would be participating because I believe that he knows as Christ that he could not leave, he cannot leave who he is to become something else. In other words, he can't stop being Christ. And so in order for me to be a believer and a follower of Christ, I cannot there's no way I could vote for somebody that's going to stand up for abortion and stand up for same-sex marriages and stand up for this and stand up for that and stand up for this. Nor can I vote on another side where I see arrogance and where I see racial inequality and where I see so many other faults. I can't do it in good conscience. And I don't believe that Christ will require me to make a decision. I don't believe that he would require me to choose one evil against another evil. And I'm not. And I'm saying the spirit of these people that's operating. I'm not saying the person, but the spirit that they're allowing to operate in them is pure evil. And I'm going to be quiet on that one and step back.
Okay, Ms. Coach D., you've covered a whole lot of ground, a whole lot. But I'm going to jump in the part where, you know, they have their own beliefs, but they are public servants. When the office stands for public servant. And by the office standing for being a public servant, they have to be a public servant to whoever is got blood pumping in their veins. Whether it's a gay person, whether it's a person, a racial person, whether it's a person that killed somebody, or whether it's an upstanding Biden citizen. They have to be a leader for all people. So, and if you look at it, that's how I'm looking at it, that they have to be a servant for all people, and not just for one set of people, or two set of people, or just for the black, or just for the white, or just for the rich, or just for the poor. They have to be a servant for all people that walks on the face of this earth, or face of the United States, America. And they have to be able to get along with other countries. They have to be they have to be a professional. They have to get the information and what's best for the people. And that with that characteristic, that's how I'm using it to vote. Are they for all people? And are they for, if they're for abortion, that's still giving a person a choice, not taking their choices away from them. If it's a health issue, then it becomes personal. It becomes personal to the person that has the choice to take have an abortion. It's their religion saying if their health is, you know, on the line, you either, you know, if it's you or the baby is dead, we got to take the baby because it's dead, or whatever. I think it's just a choice, but I'm voting pertaining to what would be the best as for all people, not just the rich, not just the poor, but all people. And I look at the track record of when the Democrat was in office and how did they operate for all people, or was it just for the majority of the people that making more money than the little people? You know, God said the poor would be with us always. So I would like for you to read the scripture, Matthew Matthew 10, I think 10 or 10, 16 or 10, somewhere in chapter 10.
Okay, let me, I have that scripture here handy, and I will pull that up for us. Matthew 10, verse 16 reads, "Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves."
Yes. So there's going to be people out here that's going to take advantage of the small people, the people that can't fight for themselves, that don't have a voice for themselves. So we have to, you know, some people's not going to vote, some people are going to vote. But we need to voice our opinion. We need to participate because it affects the little man. Oh, you know, if we don't vote, if we're voting, it's going to affect somebody somewhere because we're in the United States of America, and this is the rule, and this is what is, you know, what it takes for us to have some kind of order here in the United States of America. So I think God reigns on all people. The sun shines on all people. So when you go into serving the community and serving people, you can't just separate people and put them in categories, or we'll be back in Russia, or, you know, back in Hitler, you know, saying only this race would survive, kill off everything else. So I like the United States of America. I live here in the United States of America. I want the streets paved. I want my car not to go into potholes. I pay the taxes. I want something. I want to keep working. And God, and God is unique. He would use a donkey to get his word out. That's how unique he is. Just give a word, say something to us. And so what I'm saying is, whether it's a woman, whether it's a man, God will use who he wants to use. You know, we have come so far. I'm a general contractor. I'm a woman in the man's field. Per se, it's a man's field. But I can do it. You see what I'm saying? But it takes a certain woman. There's been women presidents before United States. This will be the first one for United States. But there has been other women presidents, other nations, you know, have ruled their country, their side. But I'm not going to take up all the time, but if there's anybody that want to jump in and, you know, hit one on your keypad, and does, you know, doesn't let it be Coach Z and Coach D, you know, but I'm just giving you food for thought, you know. There are some good. I know that with our man candidate for president, you know, filing bankruptcy is only not hurting him, but it's hurting the people that he filed bankruptcy on. Those were the little people. Those are people that did business with him that on good faith, they wanted to get paid and to feed their family and put food on their table. So if he filed bankruptcy so many times, how can he lead us and lead us not into bankruptcy if he keeps leading his companies into bankruptcy? So that's only the information we have received that we know about, but we don't know how he able to not pay taxes in his foundation for it since 2008. I really don't know too much about Trump and what he plans to do because he never really talks about that. He's not really open to the fact, but he's open to the fact that he don't like Hillary. That's what he don't like. And he doesn't like certain kind of people. He don't like that. He want everybody to go back where they came from. That means he wouldn't be here either because he wasn't originally here either. So I don't know how he's planning to help the little people and be in a servant atmosphere to be serving all people, not just some people. That's all I got.
Well, that's interesting. Definitely interesting opinion. And as we spoke, for those who are tuning in now, we are asking for open discussion, open dialogue. We have been discussing the state of our country or the state of the country. We're going to get into some other subject matters as well. But the first portion of this show, we have discussed about what's going on with the Democratic and the Republican parties. What we see is it, as believers, can we truly vote? Can we truly vote in what's going on as believers? Can we separate church? Can you truly separate church and state? How can you, you know, how can you? And we had, and what I love about this is those who have been listening in, we have two totally different opinions. Me and my sister have two totally different opinions. But what I love about that is that it is showing you that we both believers, we both believe in God, we both consider ourselves Christians, which are followers of Christ, and we both believe in the Word of God. But we have two totally different opinions. And so I don't agree with my sister's opinions, but I respect her opinions, and I could still love her as my sister, even though our opinions are different. And that's one of the things, that's what some of the turmoil that's going on in the world around us, is that people have stopped being able to respect other people's opinions. Now, I get what you're saying, that the elected president, a person who runs for that office, has to respect, and I get it. They can't just be for one set of people. And you made a good point that made me say, she got a point there. Because if they were just for one set of people, then we'll be like Hitler, killing off everybody else or putting them in concentration camps so that we could just only focus on one people. So I definitely agree with you on that. And I don't know how you could even do it. Me personally, as a believer, it would be difficult for me to run for president. Just because of the fact of, you know, of the matter that you got to be a president for all the people, all belief systems. And it's just that you got to be for all the people. And being a believer, that would be so hard for me to do because I would be able to do it. And so therefore, I am a believer. I would never run for the president, but I'm also getting to a point where if I don't see that I have a choice, I'm going to make a choice, and the choice is going to be that I'm not choosing any of them. Amen? Uh-huh. Oh, we have a caller. Caller, I won't call out the name, but caller, area code 951-23, last four, 2311.
I can extend it. Thank you.
Hello. Okay, that must have been an accident. Okay. I don't know, caller, area code 951, last four is 2311. I think you might have accidentally dialed one on your dial pad. So we have you sitting in the queue. That may have been an accident. You could just dial one again and it'll bring you out. Okay, perfect. So I think basically, we want opinions. Everybody may have a difference of opinion. My guest goal tonight is to share our opinions, but we don't want it to be just about our opinions. We see constant posts on social media, and we got so many people on social media that got opinions. And we're saying tonight on Processing the Pain, we're giving you an opportunity. Share your opinion globally. Say what you feel. Say what you're going through. And, you know, what is it that you feel about what's coming up? Can you leave your belief system at home? Can you go to the polls on November the 11th and in good conscience make a choice of who you're going to believe? Can you do that? And if you could do that, the question is how? How can you do that? And my sister, she spoke on how she's going to do that and why she believes what she's doing is the right reason. And though we differ in opinions, and I don't agree with what she agree with and she don't agree with what I agree with, we love each other. And we have agreed for this show to disagree. And so we want to hear the opinions of others. What would you do? What would Jesus do if he was living in this century? Do you think that he would go vote? I mean, do you? When you think about it, they didn't have democracy back in Jesus' days, but Jesus went into the synagogue. He was born up under a certain, belief system. And Jesus went into the synagogue, and he taught. He taught in front of the Pharisees. But guess what? Think about it. Jesus load. I'm not going to use the word, I can't really use the word hate because he was love in his purest form. But guess who got on his last nerves? The Pharisees. The Democrats and the Republicans. They got on his last nerve because they were hypocrites. And there was no good thing within them. And every opportunity that he had to show them themselves, he did. Every opportunity. And so I say that to say is that they were a form, they were, you know, their governing system wasn't democracy, but they were a form of the government in those days. And he could not, if I could use any modern word to describe, they irked him. So I wouldn't see why, if they irked him back then, the Pharisees, and it wasn't a democracy, I would definitely think that even now, with the Democrats and the Republicans, that he would be irked. And I just don't know that he would go to the polls and be forced to choose a president if he did not believe that the president, even in good standing. Let's talk about what my sister said. She made some very great points. Some very great points, and some of them I really truly believe. But let's just bring that up for a matter. I've always voted. You know,
okay.
Like you said, I live in America. I'm an American. I don't agree with everything with my country, but this is the country I live in, and I think overall, or at least it used to be, a really good country. And so I'm here, and I believe in my country. But what I'm saying on this election, I don't see, I can't say, well, this guy is a spoiled brat, temper tantrum, will push the nuclear war button in a minute in one of his rant raids, versus this one over here who probably feel the same way, but she's learned how to master her emotions. She's learned how to put on the mask. She's not learned how to put on the poker face. But deep inside, she has certain things that she feels. She's a habitual, you know, she's been shown to be a habitual liar. She was part of the whole three strikes you out thing, which sent a race of black men, excuse me, into prison systems that's sitting up in prison for things such as getting finding marijuana on them. I mean, I'm just saying, we had a whole...
Three strikes, no matter what it's a strike.
So again, I say, what's the lesser of two evils? I even heard someone say, this is just their thoughts, and I'm not disrespecting thoughts, is I think I would rather vote for this person versus this person because at least this person has the ability to master their emotions. That's a good reason. You know, that's a good thought process of why you would vote for someone versus another. But my thing is, why do I have to vote? Why do I have to choose any of these despicable people? I mean, I don't want to say despicable. Let me be good. But why do I have to choose any? Why should I have to choose any of these clowns?
Because
that's just my opinion.
You're not just voting for the president. There's other things on the ballot that will attention.
Okay, so does it say, let me ask you this. And I'm talking ignorant. I'm asking questions because I want answers. Could a person go to the polls and vote on the issues without voting on the president?
Absolutely. You have choices at the polls. There's choices, different choices. And for different parts of whatever city or whatever county you're in, you know, there's different issues that goes on. And if people want to remove the three strike law, all they have to do is teach their children to be attorneys and lawyers to go in there and write up a bill so we can have that rescinded. You know, we can't keep fighting the things that we are against by just doing protests.
Nothing. Exactly.
Nothing.
And I get that.
Or nothing.
I get that.
So if you want So to change some laws, you got to put a law in place. So the only reason you're going to change it, they're not moved by protest. They're not moved by you not going to you walking down the street. They're not moved by that. They'll be moved when you write another law and put it on the voting ballot to change the law. That's the only way the thing's going to change, if you write something so we can vote, the people can vote on it and rescind it. So if you don't write a new law to pertaining to that law you don't like, it's going to stay there. It's not affecting them. It's affecting us or them or the people it's affecting in prison. You know, so if you don't vote, you can't change it. If you don't write a law,
right.
You won't
so
change
you
it.
So you said a key thing. You just said a key thing. You just said a key thing. If you don't vote, you can't change it. But you said the big key thing is that just because you don't choose one of these officials, there's other people on the ballot. They just didn't make it to the top two. For one, there's issues that you could go and vote for. Or against,
mm-hmm.
those are things that we,
yes.
choosing not to vote because you don't like the president, this is a good point, choosing not to vote because you don't like the options, the choices you have nothing to do with all the other issues at hand. And so then go, if there's certain issues at hand that you have a definite decision on, yes or no, then make your yes or no known, your yes or no known. Again, I wouldn't, we have brought into the agenda, and I'm not talking to people as a whole. I'm talking to believers. This show tonight is not just about you being American, because guess what? I am an American, but I'm a believer first. And even after I'm a believer, before I'm American, I'm a woman. And even after that, I'm black. So there's a whole lot of things that I am just before I get to be an American. And I'm saying, you know,
yes.
I'm a believer. That's my first and foremost. And that's
uh-huh.
at the top of my list. Even before being a
uh-huh.
woman, I'm a believer. That's so
right.
So I'm saying, I say that to say is that I know, you know, thank God we've had people in that position as president of the United States of America that have said that they're Christian, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're a Christian doesn't mean that they could push or force all their Christian beliefs and values on America that has so many different. That's what make America America. That's why people come to America. I didn't come to America by choice. I was born here. I didn't choose to
So you don't
to
have
be.
To go back where you came from, huh?
Well, I came from my mom's stomach in America. So
right.
I'm saying that
in
to
America.
Say is that in America. So this is I'm sure that this is where God intended at the foundation of the earth for Coach D to be here in America. And I'm making strong points on that for a reason, because one of the points you made is that you're American. So because you're you know how the old saying said, when you're in Rome, do like the Romans. So what you're saying is I'm American. So when you're in America, you do like the Americans. And part of the American judicial or government system is to vote, to choose a party and vote. And I mean, it's not just Democratic Party and a Republican, because you also have some other party. Some other options.
Independent.
Gosh, I'm just wondering, you know, and I'm being silly now maybe, but I'm just wondering, could I go and put King Jesus on the ballot?
No. They won't let you.
I wonder how many people would go.
Huh? You got to punch a hole.
So I'm saying all that to say, for those
Jesus,
listening
if
in.
If you follow Christ, so King Jesus is voting. Through you, because he can only do things through the human, you know, through one man or a man and woman. He can only operate through a body. So when you go vote and you're a Christian, he's there too, with you, voting. With you, voting.
So you got
unless you leave him at home.
Okay, so you said that he's there with me voting. So he's voting for everybody then because you got Christians or quote Christians unquote that's voting Democratic and you got Christians quote Christians unquote that's voting Republican. So are you because
he gives everyone
that,
a choice. He's giving everybody their choice to do what they do. But the key factor is we can vote for the human that we think will represent us the best. But the one that's going to represent us the best is Jesus. And if we depend on him to feed us, to guide us, to whatever the world is doing, he will provide for us. You know, he'll provide a job. He'll put food on the table for my family. He'll take care of my needs, you know. But we still have to do our part because we have to work at it too. We can't just sit around and say, okay, it's going to show up and knock on my door, or this person or this president is going to bring the food to my door. No, we have to do our part too, and for the fulfilling of what our dreams and visions is that God gives us.
So let me ask you a question. When you vote, mm-hmm. and whatever your choice is, are you? I'm just trying to understand because.
Okay.
So are you saying that when you vote for certain things, like for example, you're voting, you're voting because. In other words, what you're saying, this particular party may not believe everything I believe, but they got some pretty good things. So because they have, because I like red apples and they have 3 red apples in the basket and then the other 20-something apples is green, I vote for them because I like the 3 red apples. Is that what you're saying? Because
yeah,
I'm in the basket. What I'm saying is that. If you're saying that at the end of the day, no matter how people vote,
mm-hmm.
and I agree with you on this, at the end of the day, no matter how people vote, that God, nothing can happen that God doesn't allow. I get that part.
Right.
But I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
Why would you think, I mean, you want to vote, and I get that, but why would you think that that would have to be a requirement that people go and vote? If I'm trusting God to meet all my
uh-huh.
needs according to his riches uh-huh. and glory in Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and whether a Democrat get in the office or a Republican, I'm still going to have to get up and go to work every day. I'm still
mm-hmm.
going to have to pay my bills. And
mm-hmm.
if I don't believe that either one, if I don't, see, let me give, I guess I'm trying to make this point, and hopefully I'm not being confusing. The point I'm trying to make is that if my beliefs are for the Republican Party, I like what they stand for all the way around. Let's just say that. But this
okay.
time they got somebody that's representing that party that I don't agree with, I don't believe in. Do
okay.
you think at the end of the day, that person, and I get it, and he got some issues,
mm-hmm.
but does he have that much power as the president? Because I know that Obama was in the office, and he had a rope, and it was a limited rope. He had a leash, and it was limited.
Mm-hmm.
It was limited
mm-hmm.
to what he could do because if he didn't get the backing of everybody else, he couldn't do it. So my question is, wouldn't that be not the same with the Republican
no,
Party?
Because the Republican Party, if you by faith, the history, well, I don't know about all the history, but the 8 years our other Republican was in office, there was so much depression. People know. I have known a few people that didn't have Jesus in their life, committed suicide because of the depression, because they weren't able to work and feed their families. Because of the other Republican that was in office that put the economy into a deficit because he was just sitting there waiting for it to collapse. And then so the Democrat came in and refurbished that a whole lot of people that wasn't working back in 2008 and 2006 and, you know, 9 and 11 and lost their houses are back. The economy seems to be flourishing again by God's grace, too. And he was able to circulate money and make people feel like they, well, you know, there was some hope here and that they didn't have to go to the soup line. There was not going to be another Great Depression going on with the Republican. in, you know, after the Republicans been in office and running things, where were you in 2008? People can't remember 2008 and 9 and 10 and 11, how devastating the world, United States was back in those, at that time. So with that being said, the believers still was able to feed themselves. It might have been steaks and potatoes, you know, a restaurant and movies and all. They wasn't able to do that, but God still took care of them. God still took care of his children. So what I'm just saying to you is that when God have people, he put people in place for a reason. So maybe that could have been a cleansing because people got carried away with overindulging themselves and overexpending. And I was a victim of it too. You know, I'm going to say I wasn't. I was a victim of it too. And thank God I had family that I can go hide myself in the rock. You know, I had hit myself in the mountain. But, you know, that only lasts so long. Got to get back down there and get to work. So, you know, things happen and people have to realize that, you know, there's a track record. There's a pattern to this economy. And there's a pattern to this world. We're not of the world, but we're here in this world. So we have to make the best of what we have to work with. And we're still going to have choices, and we're still going to have tests. The test is when things come to us like these two president candidates, and there's other candidates, but nobody's really talking about the other candidate. But who really, have anybody really took it serious to look at the other candidates to see who else is going to be on the ballot? No. Did anybody ask a question about who else is on the ballot? No. So if it's that important, you have to research it. You have to be wise as the serpent. You have to research it and try to understand it. And if you don't like something, you create a bill so we can vote on it, so you can change the things that took place. And the president doesn't have all the right. We got to put the people in Congress too to help the president. If Hillary gets in there, we got to put people in Congress and Senate and the Senate floor that will help her get the things done that we need to get done as far as the small people. I'm part of the small people because I'm under the $250,000. I'm under that $250,000 bracket, so that's the part I'm focusing on. That's the part that I want to get above that $250,000 a year. But in the meantime, you know, we was on our way before Bush got in office, but okay, we had a setback. Okay, so we've been tested again. So did we learn from our last lesson so we can move forward, you know, in the future while we're still here on the earth, you know? So it's a choice. Everything's a choice, and we've been tested in everything we do.
Well, this has been definitely an interesting discussion, and I mean, we really would need hours just to go because I wanted to get to another subject, but we are coming towards the end of our show, and we might have to do a part two. Might have to take this into next week because I want to get into all the fuss with the racial tension, Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Your Life Matter, My Life Matter. I want to get into that because as believers, it's a lot of us that have gotten caught up in that. And I've seen with the elections and with the racial tension, I am watching friendships unravel. I'm watching people who've been friends for years and all of a sudden matters of opinion are coming out and it's destroying friendships. It's destroying relationships. And so tonight, we only got a chance to speak about, you know, our government, the presidential elections, but I really want to also get a chance to speak about the racial tensions because as believers, should we even be engaged in racial tension? Should we be a part of the problem or we should be part of the solution? And I'm seeing that we're not. People who are saying that they are believers, that they are followers of Christ, are getting engaged in discussions and are getting angry about the injustice. And I understand that the injustice is something that for us to get be sad about, especially me as a Black woman, I can see sad, but I also have to make sure that even in my sadness that I don't allow myself to get caught up in conversations and discussions that are not Christ-like and that are not Christ-centered. So we are going to be definitely bringing another portion to this, and hopefully we'll get more participation from our audience in reference to these subject matters. I know that a lot of people do not like to talk about religion and
competition.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And you will see people say, I don't get involved in conversations about religion and politics. But look, that's a strong thing. You could ask a lot of people, and a lot of people say that. But that saying right there, when you look at the condition that our world is in right now, politically and racially, I almost wonder if because people want to leave their belief systems at home as they go into the world, that they have not been a light in the world, and as a result of all these dim lights, we're seeing the destruction that we're seeing now. And what I'm saying on this program, whatever your decision is as it pertains to the election, whoever you decide to vote on, whichever direction you decide to go, if I have any advice that I could give, it would be make sure that you are getting your information, and make sure your with the decision that you made, you make sure you brought it before God. You make sure that you seek vertically what you should do. You should not be, anybody should not be making decisions based on their soul, based on their emotions, based on their thoughts. Your decision should be based on what God is saying to you and what he would have you to do. Because if you seek God and God gives you an answer, then you can know that whatever decision you make, whether it be Republican, Democrat, or not at all, you can have peace with the decision you made because you're going to be held accountable for the choice that you make.
Yes.
And so with that being said, Father, we thank you for joining us right where we are tonight. We thank you for being in the midst of this discussion, and we thank you, Father God, that your love abounded much. We know that in Timothy it tells us that love covers a multitude of sin. And, Father God, we know that the earth, sin is in the earth, Father God, and it's moving rapidly. So, Father God, help your children to be the shining light that's needed in such darkness, Father. Help us not to leave our beliefs at home, Father God, but that we know that we are the church, that we are the church. And if you are in us and we abide in you and you abide in us, Father God, that means that there's nowhere that we go that you're not with us. And so, Father God, we just pray that we will say and do those things that are pleasing to you, that you will get the glory, Father God, that you will get the glory, that we will trust you, Father, that we will trust that you are in control and that you know the coming ins and the going out. So you know the end result, Father God. So, Father God, just give us each wisdom, Father. Give us spiritual wisdom and revelation that we would do exactly what you've given us. For you said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And, Father God, give us spiritual eyes to see the steps that you have placed before us, even unto the day of election. We thank you, Father. We magnify you and we glorify you. In Christ Jesus' name, we thank you for joining us on tonight. We ask that you will continue to support MCD Network and its broadcast on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. We have Woman to Woman with Minister LaDon and Coach D. And then on Thursday evenings, we have Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D, at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And we just thank you so much for your continual support, for listening in to our broadcast, and we pray that you would continue to join us. If something's been said on any of our broadcasts has been a blessing to you, please share with others. Tell them to tune in and come and join us on our broadcast. We thank you, we appreciate you, and have a good evening.